Hi, in this short video, I will show you how you can do end-to-end monitoring of your Azure Express Route circuits using Network Performance Monitor or NPM. My name is Paresh Mundare, and I am a Senior Program Manager at Microsoft working on Azure Express Route. So, what is NPM? Well, let me give you an overview. Operations Management Suite or OMS is a cloud-based IT management service. It is a collection of multiple services. One of them is log analytics, which helps you collect, correlate, search, and act on log and performance data. NPM is one of the management solutions available within this log analytics service, and that is focused on the network. By the way, OMS can integrate into SCOM if you're already using it. I'm loving it how things are moving to being cloud-centric. ExpressRoute, as you already know, is a way to connect your branch offices, on-premises data centers, to the Azure cloud bypassing the internet. Okay, now you must be thinking, hey, get to the point. What does NPM offer? Well, using NPM, you can monitor the throughput, latency, packet loss across various VNets or virtual networks, and even set alerts on thresholds. You can monitor all paths on the network and see latencies across the different hops. Moreover, you can even go back in time and look at the system state. So let's say you experienced an outage or an issue 2 days ago, you can check if there was any network connectivity issue over that ExpressRoute circuit at that point in time. Sounds exciting, isn't it? Let's see how it looks. So over here, you're into the Azure portal and you can see this network performance monitor tile, which will show you the number of circuits you're monitoring and its status. This is the portal for the Operations Management Suite, which also has the other solutions that I talked about. You can look at the data usage that your agents are consuming. You can do a log search on the data that has been collected. And you can even add further solutions which are a part of the Operations Management Suite. So diving into Network Performance Monitor, this dashboard shows you all the different services that you have enabled. And you can see the ExpressRoute monitoring shows you the different circuits. You can see the private peerings. I have one private peering enabled. The public peering and Microsoft peering, these are features which are coming soon. As I click through the dashboard, it shows me the circuit that I have configured. It shows me the bandwidth utilization, the latency numbers, and the loss numbers in a pretty graph. I can go back in time and change the dates if I need to. From here, I could go into the ExpressRoute topology, where you can see the Azure VM on the left with the node information and your on-premises server on the right. It shows you the ExpressRoute circuit and the latency across of it. This particular router with the Microsoft logo shows you that now the traffic is entering the Microsoft's network. You can change the IP of the agent if you have multiple agents established, so that you can see if both agents are experiencing the same latency numbers. As I scroll through here, you can see that it has detected 81 healthy paths. Well, you don't see them on this topology right now. That's because we have set up some filters here. So you have the option to change the number of hops that can be visible. So the topology could be really like this. You could change it to you want to see it completely, or you could make it such that you only focus on the ExpressRoute circuit connectivity itself. Now, the system state. You could actually change the date. Let's say you go a couple days ago. You could hit apply, and boom, you will get the system state of the ExpressRoute setup, what it was at that point in time. So you could see the latency numbers could change. You could see if any particular path has failed at that point in time, which will help you in identifying an issue that you have experienced. Apart from this, you can see the performance monitor topology, which is essentially you set up your agents and it will show you the same graph, but now with latency numbers across of each of hops. So this will show you the latency numbers across each hops. You can do the same thing here where you can filter the number of hops that you would want to see to certainly focus on a couple of aspects. You can change the number of hops here to identify what you would like to see. The other aspect of this service is service endpoint topology. What this is you can particularly monitor one endpoint. And as you can see, this is a perfect scenario where you can see this particular path is showing a failure. However, this other path is showing that it's able to connect to this endpoint. This endpoint currently configured is in Office 365, outlook.office.com. So using this, you can identify which hop or which path of the network is failing and causing a specific issue. Here I can do a path breakup, and you can filter out specific paths out from the topology if you would like to. The Microsoft peering and public peering monitoring will be coming soon. It is essentially an extension of service endpoint monitoring with a lot more functionality and more options to detect issues. On the overview screen, you can also see some of the common queries that you can use. So all this visualization data that you have been seeing can also be queried using command line. As you can see, you can run certain queries with a specific language, and it will give you the raw dump of data showing you what the latency numbers were at that point in time. You can also set up alerts here based on the results of a specific query. This is so cool, isn't it? So how does this work? For this to be set up, you would need two things. One is an OMS workspace ID, and then you need to set up software agents on your on-premises Windows server and the Azure VM server. You need at least one server in each VNet with these agents. What are these agents? The agents basically have the software which makes the magic happen. They communicate to each other using TCP/IP, which helps them map the different paths and detect the latency. The TCP connections are set up and then broken down, so no real data is sent. We have step-by-step documentation in the Azure ExpressRoute how-to section, which will walk you through how you can set it up. So here you go to docs.microsoft.com. You can navigate through Azure, through the products, through networking, into ExpressRoute. Pretty simple, huh? And in there you have how to configure network performance monitor for ExpressRoute. This documentation talks about what NPM offers, what it does, which regions it's supported in terms of the workspace creation, and what's the workflow to get this installed with screenshots. So once you're done with the setup, the tool will automatically discover your ExpressRoute circuits and the associated connection objects, your VMs and the VNets. You can then further configure and designate the agents that you need per VNet. We always look for feedback, so please provide your inputs on the documentation page. Thank you for watching this, and hopefully you'll find it useful. Ciao.